尼希米时代的以色列人，为什么他们能够在52天把耶路撒冷的城墙修理建筑起来
？How can the Israelites in the time of Nehemiah rebuild the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days？
好，我们请看尼希米记第二章。
Let's read Nehemiah chapter 2。
尼希米记第二章18节。
Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18。
十八节，我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说：“我们起来建造吧。”于是他们奋勇做这善工。
18, and I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that had spoken to me. So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Then they set their hands to this good work.
啊，这一个经节就告诉我们为什么在五十二天把城墙修筑起来。
This verse tells us how they can rebuild the walls in 52 days.
啊，有四个原因。
There are 4 reasons.
啊，第一个原因啊，就是神施恩的手来帮助。
The first reason is because of the hand of God.
啊，第二个啊，当时的波斯王很慷慨的供应给他们所需要的重要的材料。
And the second reason was that the king at that time was very generous to provide the needed materials.
啊，第三个，耶路撒冷城的大大小小所有的人，他们都愿意起来做这件事情。
And the third reason was that the people in Jerusalem, whether young or old, they were all willing to work together.
啊，每一件事情通常在进行的时候，都会有它的困难跟阻挡。
Everything, you know, when we are about to do it, we will encounter difficulties.
啊，那所以第四点啊，他们都愿意很勇敢的啊，很坚强的来做这件事情。
And the fourth reason was that they were all willing to do this task courageously.
啊，同样的，如果我们要啊让我们啊伯恩教会能够继续的发展啊，我们同样要有这四个要素。
Likewise, if we want Bowen Park Church to continue to develop, we also need to meet these 4 requirements.
啊，今天早上我们来一起来学习神施恩的手来帮助。
This morning, let us learn how the hand of God has helped us.
啊，神曾经对亚伯拉罕显现，对他说：“我是全能的神。”
One time, God appeared to Abraham and said, "I am the Almighty God."
啊，有一次亚伯拉罕对神的应许有怀疑的时候，神对他说：“在我没有难成的事。”
And one time when Abraham doubted the power of God, God said, "In me, nothing is impossible."
啊，神的全能、神的帮助啊，如何来彰显出来呢
？So how can God's almightiness and His help be manifested?
啊，比如说以色列人出埃及，他们过红海。
For example, when the Israelites left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea,
啊，神就让红海分开，有干地让他们走过去。
God split the Red Sea and allowed the Israelites to walk on dry land.
啊，但是神也不是每一次都这么做。
But God did not always do this.
在尼希米记这里，啊，是这些百姓，啊，他们也自动的。啊，所有的人都起来参与修筑城墙的工作。
In Nehemiah, the Israelites took the initiative to work together and build the wall.
啊，所以有时候神替我们做了一切的事情。
So sometimes God may do everything for us.
啊，也很多的时候神要我们来参与。
And a lot of times God will want us to take the initiative.
啊，但是无论如何，我们的所有的每一件事情，我们都需要神来参与。神来帮助。
But no matter what, we always need God's involvement and God's help in what we do.
啊，包括我们个人的生活，包括我们家庭的生活。
This includes our own personal life and our family life.
啊，这位全能的神啊，我们又知道他又是慈爱又有怜悯。
We know that this Almighty God is very loving and merciful.
哦，所以在我们的生活里头，一定会有他的帮助。
So in our daily life, we will for sure have His help.
在教会的每一项事工里头，也一定会有神的带领。
And in all the holy work at church, we will receive God's guidance.
请看诗篇103篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 103.
诗篇103篇第8节。
Psalms 103 verse 8.
神有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，而且有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
这是大卫他对神的体验。
This is the experience of God from David.
那这也正是我们每一个人可以有的体验。
And this is the experience that we can all have as well.
第九节，他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
Verse 9, he will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
神的爱里头包括着他对我们的责备。
God's love includes his rebuke towards us.
真正爱儿女的父母亲，他一定会管教、责备自己的儿女。
As parents who truly love their children, they will rebuke their children.
但是父母亲不会永远的对儿女来生气。
But the parents will never become angry with their children.
神也要管，也神的爱，因为神的爱，所以神管教我们，但是他不会永远对我们怀怒。
Because of God's love towards us, He will rebuke us and teach us, but He will not keep His anger.
那为什么知道神没有一直对我们怀怒呢？
How do we know that God is not angry towards us?
第十节，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Verse 10, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
神总是在他的严厉里头有着他的爱。
Within the strictness of God, there is love.
他的对我们的处分永远是比我们应该受的还要少很多。
The consequences or punishments that God have for us is always less than what we deserve.
那他对我们的爱到底有多大呢？
So how great is God's love towards us?
11节。
11.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him.
我们能够说天有多高吗？
Can we say how high the sky is?
它是没有办法计算的。
Is innumerable.
那神的爱就是这么的大。
And this is how great God's love is.
十二节，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过患离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us.
他不是只是纠正管教我们的错误，他还要帮助我们改正我们的错误。
Not only will he correct and teach us of our sins, he will also help us become better.
有神的帮助，我们才能够真正的远离我们的过患，我们的软弱。
With God's help, can we truly depart from our sins and iniquities?
十三节，父亲怎样怜惜他的儿女，神也怎样怜惜敬畏他的人。
13. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him.
一个正常的父母亲总是会怜悯爱惜自己的儿女。
As normal parents, they will often show pity towards their children.
神更是这样子的来爱我们。
God is even more so towards us.
十四节。
14.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust.
为什么神对我们这么怜悯，这么慈爱？
Why is God so merciful and loving towards us?
因为他实在是认识我们，而且是很彻底的知道我们。
Because he knows us and truly acknowledges us.
有时候父母亲对孩子还不是真的那么了解。
Sometimes parents are not truly they don't truly know their own children.
所以对儿女的爱有时候就表现的并不是很恰当。
So sometimes they are unable to show the proper love towards their children.
很多时候不是父母亲不爱儿女。
A lot of times it's not that the parents don't love their children.
很多时候不是儿女不尊敬自己的父母。
A lot of times it's not that the children don't respect their parents.
常常是因为这彼此当中真的是缺少那种真正的了解。
But rather, oftentimes it is because there is a lack of true understanding between the parents and the children.
神施恩的手要帮助我们。
The merciful and gracious hand of God will help us.
在我们的生活当中，我们也常常帮助别人，也接受了别人的帮助。
In our life, we are often helping others as well as receiving help from others.
我们为什么去帮助人呢？
Why do we help others?
是的，常常这里头也有着爱跟怜悯。
Yes, within this, there is love and mercy.
很多的时候是我们 觉得这个人值得我们来帮助他。
Oftentimes we feel that this person deserves our help.
啊，常常别人帮助我们，也是因为我们值得被他们来帮助。
And many times when people help us, they feel that we deserve their help.
那神为什么帮助我们
？So why do God, why does God help us?
是不是因为我们值得他来帮助呢
？Is it because we deserve His help?
啊，如果我们回想我们的生活。我们其实常常觉得自己是很不配。
If we look at our life, we often feel that we are unworthy.
我们并不是那么好。
We are not very good.
啊，但是神他却已经爱我们，帮助我们。
But God has already loved us and helped us.
为什么
？Why?
啊，因为这就是神的爱。
Because this is God's love.
啊，因为这就是那么伟大的爱。
Because this is the great love.
啊，因为这就是没有条件的爱。
Because this is the love without any conditions.
啊，因为神知道我们本来就是很脆弱、很软弱，我们不过是尘土。
God knows that we are very weak and are just like dust.
啊，所以其实我们是常常啊白白的来领受神的帮助跟恩典。
So many times we're actually taking God's help and God's help for granted.
啊，但是呢，啊，我们也不能够总是啊不配得。而来领受
But we cannot always be unworthy and receive his help for granted.
所以我们从圣经里头，从这些古圣徒，我们来学习为什么这些人他们值得神来帮助他们。
So from the Bible and from the saints, let us learn how can we be worthy of God's love.
其实他们跟我们是一样的性情。
Actually, these people are just like us.
他们本来也都是很不配领受神的恩典而领受了。
Originally, they were very unworthy of God's help, but they still received it anyways.
但是他们跟我们不一样的就是他们有在长进。
But what's different between us and them is that they keep improving.
他们尽量的向着那个目标，我值得神来爱我，值得神来帮助我，这个目标在努力。
They're constantly working towards the goal that we have to be worthy of God's help.
我再强调一次，神的爱不啊。不是因为我们值得、配得，他才爱我们。
Let me emphasize again that God's love is not because we are worthy of it.
啊，但是我们人，我们要尽我们的努力，成为一个配得神来爱我们、来帮助我们的人。
But as human beings, we have to make ourselves worthy of God's love.
我们来看在尼希米记里头，为什么神帮助尼希米
？So let us look in the book of Nehemiah.Why did Nehemiah receive God's help?
请看尼希米记第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Nehemiah, chapter 1.
尼希米记第一章第四节。
Book of Nehemiah, chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
尼希米听见这话，就坐下哭泣悲哀几日，在天上神面前禁食祈祷。
So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
为什么尼希米他坐下哭泣又悲哀
？Why did Nehemiah sat down and wept？
这时候的尼希米他是在波斯的王宫的所在地苏珊城。
At the time Nehemiah was a official in the king's palace。
在第一节有提到这个王宫是在波斯的苏珊城。
In the verse one, it says that。The palace was in Shushan.
尼希米他的故乡是在耶路撒冷，他本来是犹太人。
For Nehemiah, his hometown was in Jerusalem. He's an Israelite.
因为犹大国被巴比伦帝国所灭，所以他亡国了，不再有自己的国家。
But because the kingdom of Judah was conquered by Babylon, he no longer had his home.
甚至几乎绝大部分的犹太人被掳掠到离开他们的故乡。
Moreover, the majority of Israelites were captured as slaves to Babylon.
这就是为什么尼希米这一个人，他是在波斯的苏珊城。
And this is why Nehemiah is currently residing in Shushan.
但是尼希米他是一个爱故乡啊，爱自己同胞的人。
But Nehemiah is a person who loves his people and his home.
虽然当时的资讯是非常的不发达
，Even though at that time the method of communication was not very advanced.
但是尼希米总是想尽办法的要知道自己故乡的情形。
But Nehemiah will try to hear back news from his hometown.
结果这一次他听到说故乡那边所传来的一些不好的消息。
It turns out that during this time, there were some bad news from his hometown.
在第三节这样描写。
In verse 3 it says,
说在犹大省遭受大的遭大难受凌辱，那耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁，门也被火焚烧。
And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
这个犹大不再是一个国家，只是波斯帝国的一个省份。
Judah was no longer a kingdom, but rather just a province of Babylon.
那尼希米他听到故乡的这个遭遇，所以他觉得非常的伤心。
After Nehemiah heard the tragedy in his hometown, he felt very distressed.
尼希米这一个人，他关心神的百姓，关心他的国家。
Nehemiah was a person who cared about his people and his home.
为什么他得到神的帮助
？Why did he receive God's help?
当他听到这样的消息，在第四节说，他就禁食，他就祷告。
As soon as he had heard the news, he started to fast and pray.
他人在苏珊城，耶路撒冷在那么远，他能够做什么
？He was in Shushan, but Jerusalem was so far away. So what can he do?
是的，他实在想要做些什么。
Yes, he did want to do something.
但是他一个人又做得了什么
？But what can he do as the only person?
不是因为这些客观的因素，那么就放弃了。
It is not that.He gave up from these difficulties.
神总是给我们有路可以走。
God always gives us ways to go.
神施恩的手总是要带领我们，帮助我们。
The gracious hand of God is always there to help us.
所以当下尼希米就从祷告来做开始。
So at that time, Nehemiah decided to start with prayer.
他不但只做祷告，而且他还是那种有相当决心的。禁食的祷告。
Not only did he pray, but he prayed with determination, so he fasted.
因为他知道，是的，这不是一件一个人能做的事情，一个简单的事情。
He knew that this task was not accomplished by one person.
不是只有人就做得了了。
It is not that there's people, then it can be done.
而且一定要有神的带领，神的帮助。
Rather, he needed the help of God.
所以他从祷告来做开始。
So he started with prayer.
我们再请看第一章的第六节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 6.
第六节，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前，为你众仆人以色列民祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我户家都有罪了。
Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night.For the children of Israel, your servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned.
那尼希米他祷告什么呢
？What did Nehemiah pray about?
是的，他为了耶路撒冷的遭遇来祷告。
Yes, he prayed for the tragedy in Jerusalem.
在祷告的当中，他也来做一些的回想跟反省。
And within his prayers, he had a lot of meditation and reflection.
为什么今天有这么多的犹太人不是在犹大地而是 昏散在外邦
Today, why are there so many Israelites who are not living in their home of Judah?
那我这么的关心耶路撒冷为什么我人是在苏珊城
And as a person who cares so much about Jerusalem, why am I living in Shushan?
一个事情的发生它总是有很多的理由
For a thing to happen, there are many reasons.
当然有它主要的理由，也有一些次要的理由。
Obviously, there is a main reason and other minor reasons.
那尼希米发现主要的原因就是我们都得罪了神。
Nehemiah realized that the main reason was that they have all sinned against God.
当我们在讲错误的时候，我们常常会把自己分开来。
When we are talking about wrongdoings, we will separate ourselves.
都是你的错，都是你们的错。
It is all your fault or your fault.
这些错跟我没关系。
These faults have nothing to do with me.
但是我们看到尼希米他是怎么说。
But let us see what did Nehemiah say.
他说是的，这是神啊，你的众仆人的过患。
He said, yes, this is the sin of the servants.
那尼希米把自己也包括进来，他最后一句话说：“我与我父家都有罪了。”
He included himself and said that both my father's house and I have sinned.
啊，这也是神帮助尼希米的原因。
This is one of the reasons why God helped Nehemiah.
当他做检讨的时候，他不是只检讨别人，他也检讨自己。
When he had reflection, he did not reflect upon others, but also himself.
他为自己的同胞在神的面前来认罪。
He had confessed his sins in front of God.
是的，人的过患、人的罪，常常是人跟神之间一个最主要的一个阻挡。
Yes, the sins that we have is often the wall that separates us from God.
我们要成为一个值得神来帮助的人，我们一定不可以忽略了这一个项目。
In order to become a person worthy of God's help, we cannot neglect this separation.
我们再请看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
十一节，主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷，和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是做王久正的。
11. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servant who desire to fear your name. And let your servant prosper this day. I pray and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer.
在认罪之后，尼希米也在祷告里头，他来向神诉说他心里的期望，他所想要做的事情。
After Nehemiah confessed his sins, he also told God what he had hoped.
这里说尼希米他是做王的酒政。
Here said that Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer.
不是一个很有权势的官，但是对王来讲是王的亲信。
This position is not a very high authoritative position, but it's a position where the king's trust.
因为他常常在王的身旁，他跟王的这个每一天的生活是有直接的关系。
Because he often has to be by the side of the king and has to have interaction with the king.
在这里尼希米他说希望神能够听他的祷告。
Here Nehemiah said he hoped that God will listen to his prayer.
让他能够有一个亨通的道路。
So that he can have a way.
让他能够在王面前蒙恩。
And be pleasing in front of the king.
尼希米真的不是只有祷告而已，他还想要做一些事情。
Nehemiah not only prayed, but also decided to do things.
他是王身旁的一个王所信任的人。
He was a person who was trusted by the king.
他要做的事情一定会跟王扯上关系。
The things he will do will for sure intersect with the king.
他是王的仆人。
He was a servant of the king.
他要去做其他的事情，也一定要这个王能够允许他。
If he were to do his own things, he had to receive permission from the king first.
所以我想我们可以已经猜测得到，尼希米想要回到耶路撒冷。
So we can already guess that Nehemiah wanted to return to Jerusalem.
他不是只是为耶路撒冷祷告。
He did not only pray for Jerusalem.
他是要真的回到耶路撒冷去尽一下他的力量。
But he wanted to actually go to Jerusalem and show what he can do.
但是他必须要有王允许他。
But he needed the permission from the king.
今天如果我们在白宫工作。
Today, if we were working in the White House.
如果我们是为奥巴马在工作。
If we were working for Obama.
我想我们也一定会有所谓的年假。
I believe we will also have our yearly vacation.
我们有私人的事情，我们可以请假。
If we have our own personal matter, we can take days off.
我没有仔细的去查好，当时他们有没有这个我们今天的年假，可能没有。
I didn't really research into this, but they probably didn't have vacations back then.
那这个要王允许他才能够离开。
So he needed the king's permission in order to leave.
那我们也仔细看他这里的所做的祈求。
Let us read carefully what is his request.
他不是只有说，只 只有我在祷告。
He didn't say that I am the only one who is praying.
他这里说那些喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祷告。
He said this is the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name.
啊，这尼希米真的是一个值得神来帮助他的人。
So Nehemiah was truly a person worthy of God's help.
当我们在讲好事情的时候。
When we are talking about good things,
好，我们常常把别人撇开，都是我的功劳。
We often put aside other people and say, "This is all my work."
有谁在为耶路撒冷祷告？就只有我这个尼希米。
Who is praying for Jerusalem? Only me, Nehemiah.
啊，他没有忽略了，不只是我在爱国家，其实有好多的人都在关心神的国。
On the contrary, he did not neglect the other people in Jerusalem that were also praying for Jerusalem.
啊，所以。在这个好事情上面，他不忘了别人，他把别人也都包括进来。
So within the good things, he did not forget the other people, but rather include them.
我们再请看第二章第四节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 4.
第四节，王问我说：“你要求什么？”啊，于是我默祷天上的神。
Chapter 4, then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven.
终于神赐给他机会。
Finally, God gave him an opportunity.
啊，终于他能够在神在王的面前来表达他的这一个很不容易的请求。
He could finally stand in front of the king and request this difficult.
在要做表达之前，他心中默祷也是一样求神帮助。
Before he responded to the king, he had a silent prayer to God.
所以有时候我们说，到底祷告要祷告多久才有功效
？So sometimes we may ask, how long do we have to pray in order for the prayer to be effective?
其实是没有一个一定的标准。
Actually, there is no standard.
有时候就像在这里，一个默祷，神知道，神垂听，神成全。
Sometimes it is just like this quick silent prayer that God will listen and God will fulfill it.
这就是尼希米值得神来帮助他的一些原因。
These are some reasons why Nehemiah was worthy of God's help.
这些也可以成为我们努力的目标。
These can also be our goal.
那神如何来帮助他
？How did God help Nehemiah?
尼希米的请啊，他的祈求是要能够顺利，要能够蒙神蒙王的恩。
Nehemiah'sprayer was to smoothly and go to Jerusalem and be pleasing in the sight of the king.
我们请看第二章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节，亚达薛西王二十年，尼撒叶在王面前摆酒，我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。
And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him,I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before.
在当时的王面前，最强的帝国波斯帝国王的面前来工作，这其实是很不容易的。
To work in front of the king of Persia was a very difficult task.
跟王是这么的靠近。
Because you are so close to the king.
一举一动，连脸上的表情都是摆在王的面前。
No matter what you do and or your expression on your face, you're putting it in front of the king.
虽然是一个很荣这个很荣誉的一个工作但是也是一个要非常谨慎的一个工作。
Even though this job was very honorable, but it would require a lot of care.
有多少人能够这么的靠近王？
How many people can be so close to the king?
但是其实这也是非常的危险。
But of course, this is also very dangerous.
第二节
，verse 2.
王对我说：“你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是你心中愁烦，于是我甚惧怕。”
Therefore, the king said to me, "Why is your face sad, since you are not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart." So I became dreadfully afraid.
这个王看出来。尼希米脸色不对。
The king saw that there is something wrong with Nehemiah's face.
这个王看出来尼希米有心事，心中有事。
The king saw that Nehemiah had things that was sorrowful in his heart.
这个王可以怀疑说，你心里是不是存着什么不对的事情，不正的事情？
The king could have suspected that there were some evil thoughts in, within Nehemiah.
哦，所以这个尼希米这里说尼希米他就啊就很惧怕。
So here's that Nehemiah was dreadfully afraid.
哦，但是从另外一个层面来看，尼希米他真的是一个很真实的人。
But from the other perspective, we can see that Nehemiah is a very honest person.
哦，他真的把耶路撒冷的事情是放在他的心中。放在他的生活里头。
He was truly putting the matters of Jerusalem within his heart.
他真的爱他的，爱他的故乡，爱他的同胞。
He truly loved his home and his brethren.
他真的想要回去做一点事情。
And he truly wanted to go back and do some things.
他很真实的，所以呢，就表现在他的脸上。
Because of his honesty, it can be seen on his face.
哦，所以看起来好像很危险。
So it seemed like it was very dangerous.
哦，但是这也是神的帮助。
But this was also the help of God.
哦，他才有机会向王来开口。
So that he had the opportunity to speak to the king.
哦，一个真实的人是值得神来帮助的。
A person who is honest is worthy of God's help.
啊，所以神就也感动了这个王。王的心。
So God also moved the heart of the king.
所以王问他说：“你有什么事情？你有什么请求？”
Then the king asked Nehemiah, "What is on your mind, and what do you request?"
这个苏珊城跟耶路撒冷是有相当的一段距离。
There was a great distance between Shushan and Jerusalem.
那要修理建造城墙也不是。一两天的事情。
And the work of rebuilding the wall cannot be done in a day or two.
所以尼希米离开他的工作的岗位是要一段的时间。
So Nehemiah will have to leave his positions for a long period of time.
那像他们这种人不是很有权柄但是呢人数也不多。
For these kind of people,These people, they don't have a lot of authority, and there are not many of them.
因为是每一天都是在国王的身边。
Because they had to be by the king's side every day.
其实神这个王并不是那么容易可以让他离开那么久。
So actually, it is not easy for the king to let Nehemiah leave for a long time.
所以神感动这个王的心。
Therefore, God had moved the king's heart.
我们再请看第二章第六节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 6.
第六节，那时王后坐在王的旁边，王问我说：“你去要多少日子？几时回来？”我就定了日期。于是王喜欢差遣我去。
Then the king said to me, the queen also sent beside him, "How long will your journey be, and when will you return?" So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time.
果然不错王要知道你到底要多少日子。
So turns out that the king wanted to know how long Nehemiah will leave for.
那王不但准他去，而且是王用我来，我差遣你去。
Not only did the king allow him to leave, but he also sent him.
这意思就是说，在一路上都有王给他的通行证。
So it seemed that on this journey, it was all with the permission of the king.
既然是王所差派的，所以一路上也都有王的军队。来保护他。
And because he was sent by the king on his journey, he will be protected by the soldiers.
我们请看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
王派的军长和马兵护送我，我到了河西省长那里，将王的诏书交给他们。
Then I went to the governors in the region beyond the river and gave them to the king's letters. Now the king has sent captains of the army and horsemen with me.
这一切事情看起来是这么的顺利。
And all the things that happened during this event seemed very smooth.
但是尼希米他很清楚的知道，这是神施恩的手在帮助他。
But Nehemiah was very clear in knowing that this was all because of God's help.
这位神是不改变的神。
This God is an unchanging God.
他昨天、今天、明天都一样。
He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
过去的尼希米。过去的这些以色列人需要神施恩的手的帮助。
In the past, Nehemiah as well as the Israelites needed God's help.
同样的，今天我们每一个个人、我们的家庭、我们的教会，也需要神施恩的手来帮助。
Likewise, we, our family, and our church also need the help of God.
啊，我们想想看，那我们如何配得神来帮助我们？
So let us think, how can we be worthy of God's help?
啊，我再强调一次，神对我们的爱啊，他不再看你值不值得，你配不配得。
Let me emphasize once again that God's love for us is not based on whether or not we are worthy.
哦，很多的时候我们是不配的，但是神已经爱我们，祝福我们。
Many times we are actually unworthy of God, but He had already loved us and blessed us.
啊，但是我们要努力的来成为一个配得神施恩的手帮助的人。
But we have to strive to become a person who is worthy of God's help.
当时的尼希米，他关心耶路撒冷，关心耶路撒冷的人。
At the time, Nehemiah cared about Jerusalem and his people.
啊，今天我们要关心什么
？Today, what do we care about?
对我们个人、家庭、教会，我们关心什么
？For ourselves, our family, and our church, what do we care about? 啊，
主耶稣告诉我们什么是最重要的事情。
Jesus Christ told us what is the most important thing.
啊，请看马太福音第六章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
主耶稣说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。”
33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
在这里主耶稣说第一最重要的就是神的国神的义。
Here says that the first and most important thing is the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
所以从这个经节来看我们到底要关心什么我们要关心神的国神的义。
So from this verse, what do we have to care about? We have to care about God's righteousness and his kingdom.
我们要追求什么我们要追求神的国神的义。
What do we pursue? We have to pursue after God's kingdom and his righteousness.
我们这一个个人是不是神在我们生活当中来当王
As an individual, do we have God as our king in our daily life?
我们的家庭有没有让神来当我们家的主
Do we have God as our head in our family?
我们的教会有没有神来当王神来带领
In our church, do we have God to be the king in the church?
我们每一天的生活有没有符合神的意
In our daily life, do we live according to God's will?
我们的家庭，我们家庭的生活，是不是将神的义表达出来
？In our family life, can we show God's righteousness?
我们的教会有没有走在这个神的道理、神的规划里头
？And for our church, do we walk in the word of God?
是的，我们关心很多的事情。
Yes, we care about a lot of things.
但是主耶稣说，第一最重要的是神的国、神的义。
But Lord Jesus Christ said that the first and most important is God's kingdom and righteousness.
这个年少的大卫啊，他到这个战场去。
When the youthful David went on the battlefield.
他并不是扫罗的军队。
He was not a soldier of Saul's army.
他只是奉爸爸的差派去看看哥哥们，好不好
？He was only checking on his brothers because his father sent him.
因为爸爸关心在参战的这些哥哥们。
Since his father cared about his brothers who were attending the war.
那当时他们的敌人这个最强的一个敌人就是哥利亚。
At that time, the greatest enemy they faced was Goliath.
那哥利亚不是被任何一个以色列的战士所来击败。
Goliath could not be defeated by any of the soldiers in Israel.
而是被这个本来跟这一场战争完全无关的这个大卫来击败。
But rather he was defeated by David, who originally had nothing to do with the battle.
也是因为神施恩的手来帮助大卫。
Because of God's, this is all because of God's help to David.
有那么多的人，为什么神只帮助大卫
？There are so many people. Why did God only help David?
因为大卫他一样，他是求神的国跟神的义。
Because David was the same in pursuing first the kingdom and righteousness of God.
这个战争应该是神在这里来当王。
In this battlefield, he needed God to be the king.
哦，在这里应该神要得到荣耀。
And here, was God who shall receive glory.
哦，但是事实上是这个哥利亚他在咒骂神的百姓、神的军队，甚至亵渎神的名。
But in actuality, it was Goliath who was standing there, shaming the people of God and God Himself.
哦，那些听到的以色列人，他们只是害怕。
The people who heard it, they were only afraid.
而大卫听到了，他是心里很着急。
But when David heard it, he was very worried.
哦，同样听到了，但是反应是不一样的。
They all heard the same thing, but their response was different.
这表达出那个关心是不一样的。
This illustrated that their care was different.
啊，我们要先求神的国、神的义。
First, we must pursue after the kingdom and righteousness of God.
这个尼希米他的关心是带着行动的。
And Nehemiah's care had brought along actions.
在他真的回到耶路撒冷之前，他已经做了很多的祷告。
Before he actually returned to Jerusalem, he had a lot of prayers.
我们今天如何来让主耶稣在我们当中来当王？
So today, how can we have God be our king in our life?
那我们不是只有想想祷告而已，我们也是要有所行动。
Not only should we pray and think about it, but we also need to take actions.
甚至像尼希米这一种的祷告。
Even so, we have to pray like Nehemiah.
那我们也就可以看到神的带领。
As a result, we are able to see God's guidance.
今天神如何来帮助我们
？Today, how has God helped us?
我们怎么看见神的帮助
？How can we see God's help?
我们怎么知道神在帮助我们
？How can we know that God is helping us?
马太福音六章三十三节最后一句话
，The latter half of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
And all these things shall be added to you.
这些东西是什么
？What are all these things?
就是三十二节所说的。
Is referred in verse 32.
三十二节说，这个外邦人没有敬拜神的人，他们呢总是，三十一节跟三十二节，他们总是忧虑着吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
These things refer to the things that people worry about, which are what shall we eat, what shall we drink, and what shall we wear.
一个基督徒不是就不用吃、不用喝、不用穿
？As a Christian, doesn't mean that we don't need to eat, drink, or wear.
是的，这也是我们所需要的。
Yes, these are also our necessities.
那主耶稣的应许是。我们如果懂得先求神的国、神的义，这些都要加给你们了。
But God's promise was that as long as we know to pursue His kingdom and righteousness first, all these things shall be added to us.
我们怎么看见？是的，神施恩的手在帮助我。
How can we see that God's gracious hand is helping us?
就在我们的生活里头。
It is in our daily life.
在我们的生活里头，我们看到这些都加给我们了。
In our daily life, we can see that these have been added to us.
我们就可以很肯定的知道神施恩的手在帮助我。
Then we can be very certain that God's hand has been helping us.
当我们看到神施恩的手在帮助我们。
Once we see that God's merciful and loving hand has been helping us,
我们也要说起来，我们建造吧。
We also must say, let us rise and rebuild.
唱诗六十三首。
Let's sing hymn 63.
我们请唱四节。
Sing four verses.
My Savior, for the day is passing by. Still the shedding of the river and the destroyer. Tarry with me, O my Savior, lay my head.天不全的慈爱 谦虚，我黑夜达到光明，尊重之意，顺命而行，得安乐度过此生，虽有困难靠主得胜，必满乐进入天城。恳求救主永不离弃，使我心安不摇曳，慈爱深守引我前行，我黑夜达到光明，尊主旨意，顺命而能安然度过此生，虽有困难靠主得胜，必满乐进入天城，恳求救主永不离弃，是
Please be seated.
我相信我们在座的每一个人啊，在无论是吃喝或穿啊，我们都够啊。
I believe for all of us who are sitting here, whether it is eating, drinking, or eating, we all have enough.
啊，所以我们实在都是啊，照着主耶稣所说的，这些都已经加给我们了。
So for us, it is just as Lord Jesus Christ said that.These things have been added to us.
所以神施恩的手其实就在我们每一天的生活里头，在带领我们，帮助我们。
So the helping hand of God can already be seen in our daily life.
所以我们要进一步的像这些以色列人一样，我们要说起来，我们来建造吧。
So we have to take the next step and be like the Israelites and say, let us rise and rebuild.
我们伯恩教会奇诺教会这两个教会我们要再一次的出发一起来建造。
For Bowen Park Church and Chino Hills Church, we have to once again set out and develop.
虽然分开两个地方在聚会但是我们彼此也常常互相纪念互相代祷。
Even though we are worshiping in two different locations, but we have to keep each other in our prayers.
两个教会都很迫切的需要同时的要来建造。
For these two churches, we need to develop and build.
所以我们常常将为教会来关心祷告的事情放在我们心上，放在我们的行动里头。
So let us put the growth of our church in our prayers and as well as in our actions.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Now let us offer a concluding prayer.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
For those who want to receive the laying of hands, we can come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.